This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Dorian Gray, D-O-R-I-A-N-N-E-G-R-A-Y. Date of birth 08/25/1956. Date of appointment May 6, 2024. Requesting physician Wafia Sarwar, W-A-F-I-A-S-A-R-W-E-R. Dear Dr. Sarwar, I have the pleasure of seeing Dorian Gray today in my office. I appreciate you involving me. In her care, as we know, she is 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who passing out and fainting. Husband finding her on the floor with confusion. She feels unsteady when she is walking. She is usually very active, become extremely confused easily. Fainted about 8 times. It started in January of this year. Usually feel queasy in the stomach, pain in the back, and little ringing in the ears. She went to the St. Mary's Hospital where echocardiogram and CT and CT of the head were negative. No EEG done, no MRI done. During the episode, no tongue biting, no incontinence. She has a hard time taking shower. He passed out one time in the shower, feels queasy. Postictal confusion present, hands are extremely cold. She will go and see the cardiologist. She is already seen by cardiologist while she was in the hospital, having numbness, tingling in the hand and feet, head shakes also. Past medical history, hyperlipidemia, glaucoma, UTI, osteoporosis, elevated coronary artery, calcium score, asthma, hemophilia, von Willebrand disease, past surgical history. Surgery on the eyes, DNC, lumpectomy of both breasts. Allergy to aspirin, corn, egg, shellfish, blood thinner, beta blocker, chicken. Medications, Xolair, Humet P, Bimetoprost. Calcium carbonate, alendronate, albuterol, meclizine. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. She is retired. She is married, live with the husband, have 3 children. Family history, mother disease with cancer and heart issue, father disease, cancer and heart issue. One sister deceased due to cancer, one brother deceased stroke and pulmonary fibrosis. review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble walking, back pain, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen short wall sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, the left eye is more open than the right, there is a very minimal right facial droop present, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed absent pinprick and vibratory sensation in the feet, gait, ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 67-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, rule out epilepsy. Number 3, peripheral neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Next paragraph. Her echocardiogram and CT of the head and CT angiogram of the head were negative in the hospital. I would like to order MRI of the brain and EEG. I also would like to order EMG of the upper and lower extremities and blood test including B12, folate, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity and vitamin D. I would like to see her back in my office when all these tests will be done. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.